Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Free C Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page ebook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free C God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have Tomb Raider cosplay done right. Her chesticles are shaped like the Cybertruck. I hope that the butler shuffles around and grunts like he does in the game too. He kinda reminds me of Rupert Murdoch for some reason. You know what the best thing you could do in the game was? Lock him up in the freezer so he wouldn't follow you around. You know what they say about Comic-Con? It's just Burning Man for nerds. Up next, Brian, the guy that plays Kevin from The Office, is supposed to be proof that women only go after men based on looks, and that this is proof incels don't exist. This isn't fair because women value wealth and status, and most incels don't have it. Status is an aphrodisiac for women. Once you're rich and famous and have lots of status, looks become irrelevant for marriage. But you better believe she's going to be looking around for someone better looking to have a fling with. Number 3, why are women dating men with tiny schwing-schwangs like this one? Her boyfriend Max had one that was 3 inches hard. She doesn't want to break up with him, but there's no way to fix this. Maybe if she shuckled all the microplastics out of that tiny weenie, then it would get a lot bigger. The only thing he can do when he gets dumped is try and date Asian chicks. Western women are also size queens, and nothing that's not at least 10 inches tall is deemed too small. Moving on, this woman was conned out of $72,000 by a chat on a dating app. Looks like her personality detector must have been jammed again. But seriously, women con men out of more money through marriage, and I don't see articles written about how men are the victims of that. Now this woman knows what it feels like to be a man. She also looks a little desperate and long in the teeth. Number 5, we have a fry cook that believes he deserves a gorillion dollars an hour. I say pay this man because he clearly doesn't understand inflation. If he gets that money, then the robots will come and make him unemployable. Every generation falls for the socialist communist dream of redistributing the wealth from the old to them because then they don't have to work for it and can just enjoy the good life today instead of spending decades of work to build up their assets. Up next, researchers claim that drinking Coke and Pepsi may increase your testicle size and testosterone. Last time they told us that being obese was actually healthy as well. This is definitely true because high fructose corn syrup does wonders for your skin. I also find it ironic that a paper called The Independent is probably being paid to publish trash like this. I'm pretty sure all Coke and Pepsi do is increase the fat around your testicles. Number 7, someone asks if it's racist saying that crackers love cheese. But that's impossible, because you can't be racist towards white people. It's not wrong to say that crackers love crackers and cheese. That woman also sort of looks like Brittany Venti for some reason, except her eyes are further apart. I think it's only racist if you're a sensitive snowflake. Moving on, this woman thought her boyfriend of 10 years was going to propose to her, but instead he told her he was trans. Being her boyfriend for 10 years was the first sign that something was wrong. The twist is probably that he wasn't really trans, but was just looking for a way out of the relationship. If they stay together, he's probably going to tell her that he has a neo-vagina and that she needs to help dilate him from now on so that it doesn't close. Number 9, welcome to the Miss AI pageant, the world's first beauty pageant for AI-generated models. What did women really expect would happen after they had Miss Obese Alabama recently? With the AI-generated competition, we know that a dude definitely won't win this one. The winner will probably have the nicest and most realistic fingers too. Maybe. Women are also about to be replaced, and they don't even know it yet. Up next, Will Simp believes that men should sit down when they pee, to avoid messing the bathroom up. But who takes this clown seriously anymore? He plays a tough guy in Bad Boys, and yet he acts like a little boy around Jada. She probably yelled at him to put the toilet seat down, and he kept forgetting. So he figured that sitting down meant he wouldn't risk getting yelled at again. Remember guys, a man needs to piss on his wife's curtains to assert dominance. Number 11, Charlotte says, what a beautiful photograph of white male privilege and entitlement. Meanwhile, for 134 out of the last 200 years, the head of state in the UK has been a woman. She wants women to be the head of state at all times, and for men to take the back seat in the civilizations that we built. Moving on, a report says that mansplaining is down, but women's confusion is up. Maybe they should get a man to explain things for them. Mansplaining benefited women, and yet they wanted us to stop it. Now that we've stopped, they're upset again. You can never win with them. Even when they get their way, they still find a way to blame men about something. They're just looking for something to complain about, and men are an easy target because we won't fight back. Number 13, this guy asks a woman out and she's disgusted, asking him why he doesn't ask out a woman that's as ugly as him. He says he just did. A woman would never say that. She would shame you and spread rumors and try and wreck your life if you ask her out in front of everyone to wreck your reputation. Man, if I was in high school today knowing what I know now, I would have gone up to the hottest girls and asked them out with all their friends around, just to get on their nerves. My reputation was horrible in high school and couldn't be any lower, so why not embarrass as many women as possible and teach the guys about female nature in the process? Up next, meet Riley Roberts, AOC's boyfriend. This looks like his favorite position, sitting in the cuck chair in the motel room watching Chad Roan giving AOC the bone. Soy is one hell of a drug, it seems. What I think we're all wondering about is how we can see the video that he's filming. We all know that he's not good enough for her, and this is probably her real fantasy. Number 15 is that look you get when you see your girlfriend with another guy and realize why she texted you to I love you too with the number 2. This guy looks dead inside. If anyone knows who this guy is and what stock photo page he's from, it would be great. He's always got that painful smile, and the person taking this picture was probably autistic and thought it was a genuine emotion on his face. Moving on, wokesters think that guys would complain about Ellen Ripley if Alien was released today. No, we wouldn't. We didn't complain about the strong female character in Fallout either. We complain about bad writing in Mary Sue characters. All the woke women can do at this point is lie because they know people aren't being racist or sexist towards them. Ripley also looks like an actual woman, so no people wouldn't be complaining. Number 17, Europe's youth is fueling the far right. The left thinks that if they act like the Weimar Republic, there won't be a backlash of nationalism and the rise of another Austrian painter. I suspect that at some point there'll be forced remigration if the migrants don't assimilate into the local cultures. Up next, this woman smiles and giggles as she's charged with ending a 3-year-old outside an Ohio supermarket. The lamestream media is generally quiet about this and doesn't want to spread the truth about what a genuine racist looks like. Next thing you know, someone is going to start a GoFundMe page to help pay her legal bills, and it'll get approved. She looks like she'll be back on the streets within a month. Number 19, the Canadian Cancer Society renames the cervix as the front hole to be inclusive to trans people. Looks like the cold has finally destroyed the minds of Canadians. But seriously, why does our soy sign have to bow down so 3 people can feel comfortable talking about their front holes? I always thought that the front hole was actually the mouth. Moving on, in 2013, a scuba diver placed a statue of Jason Voorhees at the bottom of Crystal Lake in Crosby, Minnesota. It was a prank for other divers to find. That's awesome. And it's been chained to the bottom so he doesn't actually come up and unleash terror. More likely so that someone doesn't steal him. It also makes me wonder if he ever creeped anyone out that didn't know he was down there. This is probably what made the submarine implode that was filled with all those billionaires going down to the Titanic. Number 21, Lucasfilm is reportedly interested in Taylor Swift for a Star Wars role. Looks like they alienated so many male fans that they're now trying to go for the Swifties to replace them. It's probably going to be a film where she gets pumped and dumped by Chewbacca, and she then writes a song about the Wookiee that broke her heart. But don't expect her to put on the Slave Leia outfits. Will the film also include a C-3PO? Up next, it looks like the blue-pilled men that didn't hold women accountable are going to hell. But they don't even have to go there because they already live in it as male feminists because they dislike being free. What do you think? Will Simpson cucks be allowed into heaven, or will they have to reincarnate and return to the earth where they'll spend their next life in their own version of hell, which is India? Number 23, speaking of hell, this lady is probably going to go there because she's a mama to 14 angels, and she sent them all there. Usually I say, Lord have mercy, but in this case, you can skip that part. The nutso part is that she actually finds this a flex for some reason. Isn't it just so sweet that she calls her aborted babies angels? Women like her are the reason why fertility rates in the West are crashing. Moving on, this Norwegian filmmaker faces up to 3 years in prison for saying that men cannot be lesbians. In the USA, she could say that and not have to go away for 3 years. In America, this is called cruel and unusual punishment. I think that Norway identifies as a dictatorship now. Here's one of the male lesbians she believes don't exist. Number 25 in the last one, it's true. Starlight looks like a broken headlight in the fourth season of The Boys. Season 4 is full of rude, aggressive women with super intelligence and strength. Every man is an idiot or an abuser, and there's plenty of alphabet people propaganda. The only reason I watch it now is for the crazy things that Homelander does. If he wasn't on that show anymore, I'd stop watching it. The show is now anti-Christian, anti-male, and anti-American. What do you expect? It's filmed in Canada. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.